Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting second. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The DH, Ron Hassey. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Russ Moorman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jose De Leon. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tony Fernandez. Batting second. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jesse Barfield. Batting sixth. The DH, Cliff Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ernie Witt. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Garth Eorg. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Manuel Lee. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Joe Johnson. And now, play ball. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Eorg fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw hits a pop-up towards first. Moorman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby takes first base on ball four. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mosby. The throw from Carcoviche and he is safe. Mosby steals second. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster strikes out. One out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. Two outs. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt strikes out. One out. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cruz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manuel Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Eorg fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a line drive towards short. Fernandez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcoviche hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 1 in the game. Boston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mormon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fernandez for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mosby hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Eorg fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines strikes out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 1 in the game. Hassey hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Barfield strikes out. One out. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 1 in the game. Witt hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0 for 1 in the game. Eorg hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 0 for 1 in the game. Moorman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell throws the ball into Lee, who tags Moorman, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lee fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Manuel Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Fernandez hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lee. The throw from Karkoviche and he is out, Guillen applying the tag. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Upshaw takes first base on ball 4. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mosby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Blue Jays. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Karkoviche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Karkoviche hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 2 in the game. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Barfield strikes out. One out. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 2 in the game. Witt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 2 in the game. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mormon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mormon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Eorg fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-2 in the game. Eorg hits a pop-up towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manuel Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-3 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mormon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fernandez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk pinch hits for Julio Cruz. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Ron Carcoviche. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Eorg fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Carlton Fisk now catching. Brian Giles now playing second base. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Upshaw hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Baines fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Baines. Upshaw moves all the way to home. It's 3-0, Blue Jays. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Mosby takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mosby. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Mosby steals second. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Barfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mosby scores. It's 4-0, Blue Jays. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-3 in the game. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mormon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Witt for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-3 in the game. Boston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Henke now pitching. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Eorg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boston moves to second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 3 in the game. Hassey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boston scores. Baines moves to second. It's 4-1, Blue Jays. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moorman hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.